As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Great goodness, I don't know whether I'm on the air here or not. Not seeing anything. Not seeing anything at all. Hold on a moment, folks. A little technical difficulty here. Not paying attention to what I need to be doing. Okay, well, I think we may be on the air as far as I can see here. Let's see if we can open up the chat room here quickly. Sorry to start off the broadcast with such a brain fart here. Can you stick with me for a moment, please? Here we go. Let's see if we can get into the chat. Anyone out there in the chat can hear me right now? Let me know whether we're on the air. Should be. Didn't quite open the same way as it's supposed to, at least not supposed to. Let's see, we'll get over here, take a look. Yes, we are on the air. Well, okay, very well then. So much for all of that. Hold on one more moment, please. There we go. Now we're all set to rock and roll here. Well, I can tell you what. The internet is absolutely loaded with material today. There's so much happening that I can scarce get on the air for lack of time. But nevertheless, you are listening to Become Vocal Local right here on the Thursday, March the 19th, 2009 broadcast. And it is a live broadcast off to a rather trembling start, if I might say so myself. But that's the way live radio goes sometimes, especially self-produced live radio. But this has been a very, very interesting 24-hour period for financial reasons. We're going to go into a lot of that today. We're also going to look at, if we can, a little bit more about this modern militia movement, MIAC strategic report that came out. Many of you have heard about that. Much of the information that you have heard will be repeated in some format this morning, kind of as a way of bringing things together. We're also going to go back and take a look at the idea of equality of opportunity versus the equality of outcomes. Pretty important study, because if we can understand that, if we can wrap our minds around that, then we're going to have a better understanding of some of the things that are happening in our schools, some of the things that are happening in our governments, if you will, and so on and so forth. But anyway, while many of our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are away for the top-of-the-hour station ID, news, weather, and so on, we can just take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in this morning. I was able to put out a considerable number of emails yesterday, kind of doing a little bit of self-promotion of the broadcast. You know, I'm not terribly egoistic, if you will. I'm not much of a self-promoter. I would rather promote somebody else in their process than try and promote my own. Anyway, we'll be back and get this broadcast started right after this short intermission. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it is time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to the Thursday, March the 19th, 2009 broadcast, the two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network with OracleBroadcasting.com. We're on the web, www.vocallocal.org and OzarksVoter.info. My pet frog is still in my throat. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you once again today. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become a vocal local. I like to consider this the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. And Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, as others have already done, or pick up the telephone and call in now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you may call in toll free at 866-841-1065, and your calls will be welcome throughout the broadcast. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, news, and other ideas to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That is host at vocallocal.org. That's VOCALLOCAL.org, or in Latin it's vocalis localis, but nevertheless. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. And again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org. Little updates on that overnight, thanks to our webmaster helping out a bit. And also you can visit www.ozarksvoter.info and find out what's happening in the far southwest chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress and the Barry County chapter of the same. The listener call-in number once again is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a night, what a day. There's going to be a lot of activity going on in the economy. Lots of recoil, or what do you call blowback, going down. But gold scores its greatest one-day gain in a four-month period. We'll talk about that. The investors are recoiling away from the Fed's quantitative easing process. We'll talk a little bit about that. If time allows, we'll go into part four of equality, opportunity versus outcome. You decide. You might see the other three segments of that in the archives already. Go and check those out. Rather interesting study that we're pursuing here, understanding what is equality, you know, fraternity, equality, on all that revolutionary stuff. Nevertheless, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Thursday, March the 19th, 2009, active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $6, trading at $947.50. Now, that's not even half of the story. We're going to go into the rest of the story in a moment. Silver up 36 cents, trading at $13.25. Again, that's not even part of the story. Platinum up $30, trading at $1,088. Palladium up $4 at $202 per troy ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading right around 74.87. NASDAQ 14.91. The United States, the U.S. dollar index off 121 basis points, trading at 83.02. Light sweet crude up $2.94, trading at 51.08. The year-to-year, I gave this figure yesterday, the year-to-year figures on the low to the high in the marketplace is up $4.90 on the gold price, or a 0.52% increase year-to-year. But yesterday, as you might recall, when it was we were looking at a bottom around $882 or thereabouts, if memory serves me right, it was a much different story. But you can see how much, you know, things can change in just 24 hours. Anyway, today's low to high so far, 926.40 for a low in the spot market, gold spot market, 953.30 for a high. Those foreign exchange rates, the Canadian dollar is running about 82 cents U.S. The Mexican peso is still in there about 7 cents. The euro up a fraction to $1.36. And the British pound is, if you want to buy a British pound today with U.S. dollars, you're going to have to pay $1.45 to put a British pound in your pocket. So very interesting things are happening. Let's go into a report here. Most of this news is out of Bloomberg today. They just seem to be hitting it on all cylinders. Gold climbs the most in 4 months as the Fed plan may spur inflation. This is a news article by Nicholas Larkin, March 19th, Bloomberg. Gold rose the most in 4 months in New York after the Federal Reserve said it would buy as much as $1.15 trillion in bonds to lower borrowing costs, reviving concerns that inflation will accelerate. I would say so. The Fed pledged to buy as much as $300 billion of treasuries, up to $700 billion of bonds, backed by government-controlled mortgage companies, government-controlled banks, government-controlled mortgage companies. Well, welcome to the fascist police state. And $100 billion in debt from other government agencies to loosen credit and bolster the housing market. Looks like the Fed is going to own the government, or maybe it's already done that as an has been that way for some time, hasn't it? About a long time. Gold, which yesterday dropped the most in 2 months, is up 5.2% this year. Now, that's going to be the important part, what we're going to talk about, that little bit right there. The action of the Fed and other central banks will no doubt fuel inflationary pressures, I'd say so. James Moore, an analyst at the BullionDesk.com in London. Didn't get a chance to go to the BullionDesk.com in London. That's a website I want to go look at today. He wrote in a note, quote, "With no clear plan yet from the U.S. on toxic assets, investors are still likely to favor safer assets." Now, yesterday, I may have mentioned, when the broadcast started, I didn't bring out any gold news yesterday. I didn't bring out any of these investor news. I didn't bring out any economic news. Just kind of dithered around for a few minutes in regards to the gold rush and not getting burned and how you might be able to get involved in gold and silver. There was something really big going down yesterday. And as soon as I saw it, I knew I wasn't liking it. And so I was concerned about that, if you will. Let me see if I can actually successfully do this. Let's pull that up right there. Take that right there. Copy that right there. Close that back down right there. And let's see if I can drop that. No, it won't let me do it. Well, that's a shame. Too bad. I was going to drop a chart into the chat room so that you could take a look at it. I would suggest you go up on www.kitco.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see charts for 24-hour gold. Click on that 24-hour chart for the gold. If you're listening on an archive, it'll be March 19th, 2009. And we'll talk about that right after the break. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
find great prices on hard-to-find items, and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we're back once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And the call-in numbers, folks, are 866-841-1065 if you would like to join me live on air. I hope you've gone to www.kitco.com on their homepage as it opens up. You'll see gold charts on the right. There's the top one there. It's a 24-hour gold chart. I click on that, enlarge that right down underneath it. I've tried to throw that into the chat room, but it won't go for me. But nevertheless, click on that if you can. And what you'll see is what was shaping up yesterday, actually what happened over in the last 24 hours. Now, yesterday at this time, as we were coming onto the air, and this is happening quite frequently, I'll come onto the air and I've got gold and silver and market information for you. And during the course of this broadcast and the 2 hours that it runs, things change, lots more change. Well, that's basically what's going down. Yesterday, as we were coming into the time when I was going to go on air, gold was trading right in the $918 range, somewhere in that area, $910, $892, bouncing back and forth. But it was kind of flatlining right in there. It was very comfortable hugging that line in the chart. And then when we came on air shortly, I'd have to scroll all over this thing, and I'm not going to do it. But shortly after we came on air, things started to go bad to worse, if you will. It started to drop, and it dropped, and it dropped, and it dropped. And it didn't go in a straight line, but it started to drop, and it was relatively abrupt. A couple of little pauses, people trying to maybe move it back up a little bit, and it just keeps dropping down. But you can see that there was a lot of activity getting it down. And they drove it all the way down to the, like I said yesterday, the 882 range, somewhere in there. And then it stayed right there and bounced up and down just a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it jumps. And it goes up almost in a straight line, and it continues as others climb on board that train. But that one jump was probably a purchase. One purchase or maybe a flurry of them, but basically it's a straight line jump upwards from up to just below the 930 range. It takes a little bit of a down dip, and then it jumps again. Maybe a second purchase occurred right there. So you can go back and look on these charts, and it's rather useful because you can see exactly what time of day in New York Eastern Standard Time, this sort of an activity occurred. Then there was a third buy, it looks like, about just before, let's see what time it was, 1612, 1 o'clock, somewhere in that vicinity, somewhere between almost 1500 hours, that'd be almost 3 o'clock, there was another buy. One more buy, and it took it to the top, and then it just sort of has kind of followed down back down into the 930 range where it stayed overnight. Now again, today, it's going back up to around the 950 range. Now as you know, on this broadcast, if you've been listening in the past, I've been talking about this SPDR Gold Trust, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've been trying to point out that with this much power, this much clout in one person's hands, it's an ideal opportunity to manipulate markets and make rapid, incredible purchases and sales, and reap in substantial profit, if you will. Let's finish this article and go into this a little deeper. The action of the Fed and other central banks, key thing there, the Fed and other central banks. Remember, we've talked about the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, and so many others, where the various in the G20, you know, the G7 and all that. They used to come in with so many gold shares, you know, had so much gold and so much currency, and that's how those things all started. That's why we read the origins of this new economic order. But anyway, back to the article. The action of the Fed and other central banks will no doubt fuel inflationary pressures. James Moore, an analyst at thebulliondesk.com in London, wrote today, with no clear plan yet from the U.S. on toxic assets, investors are still likely to favor safer assets. And that's, you know, all this nonsense that I was hearing, this analyst, newsletter writer, news article writer, claptrap yesterday was how the investors were fleeing gold, you know, as a safe haven and going into securities and financials. it just didn't ring right to me. It looked like a real false bunch of reporting. So I didn't report at all on it, and this is what came out of it. Now, had I been an investor or your guru advisor, I might have been able to say, hey, jump in now and buy. I didn't. You're not going to get that. I'm not giving you any financial advice here. I'm just reporting the way things look to me. I don't have any gold to sell, silver to sell, stocks or bonds or any of it. No relationship with any of that whatsoever. But going back to our article here, it says gold futures for April delivery rose as much as 52.50 or 5.59% to $941.60 an ounce in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange's COMEX division. That's the biggest intraday increase since November the 14th. It traded at 9:30 an ounce as of 9:42 a.m. London time. Bullion for immediate delivery in London traded down 1.3% at $930 an ounce, and prices had jumped about $56 after the Fed's announcement before the London market closed yesterday. The COMEX closed before the announcement. Let's say that you had a little birdie on the wire, and you knew that this announcement was going to come down the pike and that it was likely to cause a firestorm, if you will, and you were able to make a real selling move. You were started to sell. You know, that's the way that old Rothschild worked the Bank of England, the London markets, remember, way back when after Waterloo. That's the way they work it. They start selling into the market. You stand around and you wring your handkerchief and you've got tears in your eyes, you know, wiping diligently at your eyes and wringing your handkerchief and looking inside your empty wallet and shuffling your feet, standing by your favorite post, that kind of thing. Everybody sees you doing that and they figure, oh my God, it's all over. It's the end. And so everybody starts to sell, and that's what it looks like was happening here. There were a lot of selling going on. Some were not sure. It bounced up a little bit, then it dropped down again. But eventually it got all the way down into the 890-something, 880s range. And then bingo, bangle. The snake whips around and comes right back into the market and picks up a bunch. Now, let's go into it a little bit further here. The effects of the announcement were magnificent as it portrayed the fact that perhaps the economy is far from recovery. Emmanuel Gorgoroth, a precious metals trader at Merricks Financial Limited in London, wrote today in a note, quote, should quantities of easing continue, you can expect to see further gains in gold, close quote. Yeah, I would say you should. Quantitative easing, more doublespeak, newspeak. Investors are going to continue to pour money into gold in a bid to protect their wealth. Assets in the SPDR Gold Trust, the biggest ETF backed by bullion, expanded 1.4% to a record of 1,084.33 metric tons yesterday. Oh, really? And when did they make that expansion? Could I venture a guess? Can we talk about market manipulation by this SPDR Gold Trust, perhaps? What is their connection with the Federal Reserve? Who are these people, McGraw-Hill companies? Who is the SPDR Gold Trust? Sponsored also in part, I think, by the World Gold Council. Who is this group? ETF Securities Limited exchange-traded products backed by bullion attracted almost $134 million last week, the company said. Among other metals for immediate delivery in London, silver futures rose 6.2% to $1,267 an ounce, platinum added 2% to $1,063.50 an ounce, and palladium rose also 2.5%. Let's go into this SPDR gold shares thing. Lots of work on the web this morning, got up about 5:30. Putting out little bits of information for you. This is from their website, Bringing the Gold Market to the Investors, it's titled. SPDR Gold Shares, State Street Global Advisors, you know, from Wall Street to Main Street, State Street Global Advisors. You hear it all on the street. State Street Global Advisors. We'll pick that up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us.
America limps On its last leg, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, those call-in numbers in the Austin area for those that have unlimited long distance on your cell phone or some other system like that, you can try 512-904-8014 if you'd like to call in today. Of course, it's just a couple of minutes. You know, I won't keep you forever, so you can gauge your budget accordingly. But if you're tight on budget and long on time internationally around America and around the world, you too can call in. Toll free at 866-841-1065. Talking about this SPDR gold shares, basically these exchange-traded funds, they are supposedly, and from their websites, backed by gold. And so they're not quite, we talked a little bit about the one that opened up in Dubai. And that one is going to be part of this golden triangle between London, Dubai, and New York. But this is a rather interesting, this is right off the front web page, spdrgoldshares.com. They say, bringing the gold market to the investors, SPDR Gold Shares, State Street, Global Advisors, Gold Spot. And then, interestingly enough, here in the gold spot prices, they mid prices, updated every minute. It's the mid between the highs and the lows in the bid market. I'm quite confident of that. But it's the mid prices. Now down here underneath it, it says total gold in the trust, tons, 1,084.33 tons. And here's the number of ounces, and these of course would be troy ounces they are 34,862,399 troy ounces of gold in their trust. And the value, U.S. dollars, 131,733,165.77. It's a rather large amount of money there. You could have a little bit of clout if you were moving that kind of gold shares in and out of a market, wouldn't you think? A little bit of clout being able to force the market with $31 billion worth of gold-backed exchange-traded funds. Gold, here's their plug. Gold, it is unlike all other elements on Earth, virtually indestructible. This precious metal has been the source of countless fables and has mobilized the growth of nations and financial infrastructures worldwide. Human beings, we've talked about that. That's that politically socialized animal known as a human being. Human beings have been utilizing gold as both a form of currency and an investment for thousands of years. As an asset class, gold is unique, durable, and highly liquid. The economic forces that determine the price of gold are different from the economic forces that determine the price of many other asset classes, such as equities, bonds, or real estate. A potential safe haven from the uncertainty of economic events, political unrest, and high inflation, gold offers investors an attractive opportunity to diversify their portfolios, potentially reducing overall portfolio risk and ultimately preserving portfolio wealth. There's a lot of truth in what they're saying. SPDR Gold Shares offers investors an innovative, relatively cost-efficient, and secure way to access the gold market. Originally listed on the New York Stock Exchange in November of 2004. So you just track it from there, my friends. November of 2004. Go back in your yearly charts. That's where they came on, originally listed. And traded on the New York Stock Exchange ARCA since December the 13th of 2007. 3 years later, something like that. The SPDR Gold Shares has been one of the fastest growing ETFs in the U.S. SPDR Gold Shares now trade on the Singapore Stock Exchange as well as the Tokyo Stock Exchange, the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong, and for more information, click the appropriate country flag above. How global. How global. Wonderful, isn't it? Nevertheless, if you do visit that website, the SPDRGoldShares.com, be sure and read the 80-some page prospectus that you can get as a PDF download. A very interesting document. I've been trying to absorb it in my mind, wrap my mind around it. It looks so much like the creation of a central bank. It seems to follow much of what we discovered when we studied the IMF and the Bank of the International Settlements. It's like a central banker's central gold depository bank. And, of course, the gold is not kept in the United States of America. There's no gold in Fort Knox, and the SPDR's custodian is in London. Nevertheless, let's jump in again. Let's take it from another aspect. Gold jumps and oil tops 50 as inflation concerns spurs commodities. This is not limited just to the gold and silver discussion. It has widespread impact. Claudia Carpenter and Glenny's Sims, March 19th, again off Bloomberg. Gold jumped the most again since November, and oil exceeded $50 a barrel for the first time in 2 months on speculation the Federal Reserve steps to spur growth will revive demand for commodities as a hedge against inflation. Everybody's worried about this, and rightfully they should be, when you start coming into the marketplace with trillions and trillions of digits. It's time for everybody to be concerned. CYA, I would say, cover your assets, and people are. But this is important as well. As oil exceeded $50 a barrel, I don't know how many of you follow Robert Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter or take his newsletter or listen to the various broadcasts that he makes all over the internet, radio, and in other areas. But he's been saying that really, honestly, oil, crude oil, light sweet crude, should be trading somewhere in the $50 to $80 range to cover cost of production and delivery. And so we're seeing it moving back into the $50 range. How long will it be before diesel in the United States of America is back up in the $4.50 range? In time for summer cropping? In time to imperil the imperil the farmers, drive up the cost of beef again, as the cost for making hay outstrips the amount that you can actually reasonably sell hay for. What the hay is that all about? Have you ever tried to run a big tractor all day long putting in soybeans? It takes a whole gob and a bunch, to use Derek Brownfield's term, it takes a whole gob and a bunch of diesel to make a tractor run all day. And if you're fronting it all, it's a tremendous drain on the farmer or the rancher or the hay producer, the cattleman. It's a big drain on everybody because you got to upfront the cost of this diesel. And that money doesn't just come out of nowhere. A lot of people have to go and take farm loans for that. Not a good scenario. But let's go into these commodities a little further. I'm going to just skip the, well, I'll just read it all. Gold futures in New York rose as much as 52.50 or 5.9% to $941.60 an ounce after the Fed said it'll buy as much as $300 billion of U.S. government bonds, adding to a supply of dollars. Dollars. Lee Rogers said it's wonderfully last night. I'll take 500 monies. How many monies will it take for me to buy that loaf of bread? Throw out the term dollar. It's how specious it actually is. And let's just think about 500 monies or 300 billion monies. What are monies? Monies, little pieces of paper maybe, digits in your checkbook, monies. Heating oil rallied 4.5%, copper gained 4.2%, and aluminum advanced 3.6%. Quote, money is being pushed into the system, and that's creating the inflationary threats that the markets are contemplating, close quote, said Daniel Brevner, executive director of commodity research at UBS AG in London, quote, commodities are a decent way to hedge against that potential threat. Real estate could be another, close quote. Again, the problems, some of the problems that I see in all of this as I've gotten deeper and deeper into economic reporting, I thought I was going to do like 15-minute segments at the beginning of each day, but these things continue to drag on and expand. There's a lot to this. But once again, commodities are seen as a decent way to hedge against potential threat. Real estate could be another part of the problem here in these various and sundry markets is that we have a lot of these armchair speculators. These aren't the people who are out in the field trying to get their tractors started at 5 o'clock in the morning. These aren't the people that are out in the field trying to get the baling wire unwound out of some shaft or bearing that you've sucked up this chunk of baling wire out of the field. These aren't the people that are sitting there at the end of the summer looking at mountains and mountains of grain and other commodities. They can't seem to move at a price that's going to pay them off, and they wonder whether they should just go ahead and grind it all and feed it to the animals or what. These are the armchair investors, speculators in the market, so to speak, gamblers, if you will. Continuing from the article, before today, the UBS Bloomberg CMCI index of 26 commodities fell 4.6% this year as the global economic slump eroded purchases of cars, homes, and other items that contain raw materials. We all know that, but they do. They include raw materials. We talk about equality of opportunity versus equality of outcomes. We get in and understand what free markets are. Even that little lowly pencil, your number two pencil that we use every morning to write up these market reports, even that is a global commodity. It comes from all over the world. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we're back once again, going into the last segment of today's first hour of the two-hour broadcast. Back to this article again from Bloomberg. You know, I'm not a predictor. You know, I just look at things and try my very best to understand what's happening around us. But when I see these signs of things, when I start to see strongmen on the field, I pay attention to those gladiators because they have the opportunity and the capacity to alter the outcome of battles. And certainly this SPDR Gold Trust and others, you know, and they have a Silver Trust as well, others, they have the ability to influence the market strongly. And anybody that is a strong man in a fight like that, we should pay careful attention to. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with the company. I'm not saying that the McGraw-Hill companies and the World Gold Council or, you know, some bunch of conspiracy theorists, you know. I'm just simply bringing out something that has come to my attention through and in part of my research. Going into this a little bit further, let's look at some of the more of the downside potential here of all of this Bernanke-style spendathonics that they're doing. Nevertheless, back in here again. Gold is up again 4.9%, 932.80 on the COMEX, blah, blah, blah. Silver as well, blah, blah, blah. Crude oil for April delivery rose as much as $2.11 or 4.4% to $50.25 a barrel on the NYMEX. The action of the Fed yesterday put the U.S. dollar under strong pressure and revived hopes of a quick turnaround in oil demand. Of course, that would be OPEC would be involved in that. The OPEC would be leaning on people strongly there to make sure that this kind of a system happens. Everybody that has follow the money, who's going to profit? Who's going to profit from these various and sundry things? You know, who's got Bernanke in their pocket? It ticks me off. I mean, it just really ticks me off. Unfortunately, I know people out there that are getting up at 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning, and they are greasing their tractors, and they are going to work on their land. They are converting natural resources into true wealth, first provision of it. And it annoys me to have these honest, hardworking Americans, people in Southwest Missouri, working inside of a system, trying to feed the rest of the state and around the nation and around the world if need be, doing what they can do. Generally, honest people, as honest people and as God-fearing people as you've ever liked to meet. Some of them got a potty mouth, but most of them are just real solid folk. Like the old song says, you know, their hands look like mallets. Some of the guys I know that work around here, they've got forearms as big around as my thighs. Let's go into the article again a little deeper here out of Bloomberg. U.S. crops, corn, soybeans, and wheat gained on the outlook for increased demand for U.S. crops because of a lower dollar. May delivery wheat advanced as much as 2.6% to 5.4375 a bushel. Soybeans for May delivery rose as much as 3%. And corn for May delivery jumped as much as 2.5% to 398 a bushel, the highest since January the 27th. Of course, these are inflated dollars, purchasing power, false gains, if you will. The U.S. dollar index up 3.6% this year, dropped for an eighth day. Notice we've been watching that, the decoupling, the delink between gold and silver and the U.S. dollar index. The USDX, I reported every day, USDX today off 121 basis points, trading at 83.02. So the U.S. dollar index up 3.6% this year, dropped for an eighth day, the longest stretch in a year. You know, they were saying that same thing about gold. You know, long downs, down plunge for gold. Well, same thing here. The longest stretch in a year, potentially boosting demand for commodities as an alternative asset. People are going to get away from the U.S. dollar. The whole world is turning its back on it, looks like. Quote, the Fed's decision yesterday broke the dollar's back. Have you seen that in print before? Quote, the Fed's decision yesterday broke the dollar's back. And henceforth, any periods of intra and intraday dollar strength is to be sold into rather than weakness bought. We're to sell into these strengths and weaknesses in the dollar rather than buying the dollar. U.S. economist Dennis Gartman wrote in his Gartman letter today, quote, this sets the tone for how we shall trade commodities henceforth. And not this week, my friend. This fellow says henceforth. This is how we're going to trade commodities henceforth. Bullishly and almost universally so. Copper for 3-month delivery advanced as much as 5.5%, the highest since November the 10th, and was trading at $3,935 a ton at 10:14 a.m. local time. Copper is an indicator for the world's economy and sets the pace for other industrial metals because an average of 400 pounds or 181 kilograms is used in homes and 50 pounds in cars. Quite a bit of copper there for all those homes and all those cars. And where do we get the copper? Anaconda? Other mills? According to the Copper Development Association of Hemel Hempstead, England, quote, markets have become more optimistic about the outlook for the U.S. economy in anticipation of that this new policy will improve things, quote, said David Moore, a commodity strategist at Commonwealth Bank of Australia Limited. The U.S. dollar has weakened quite dramatically. Ain't that the truth, brother? And here's a little bit more. We're coming into the last couple of moments of this first hour. Go into this article. Maybe we'll carry it on to the other side, and then we'll go into other material. Hate to spend the whole hour and the whole broadcast on economy, but like I said, you having gotten up early, I had to really pick and choose which ones to bring and which ones to throw, know when to hold them, know when to throw them. But there was so much on this, on the internet. March the 19th, this is another Bloomberg article. By committing to buy treasuries and double his purchase of mortgage debt, Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin S. Bernanke signaled his determination to avoid a repeat of the Great Depression, his willingness to pump as much cash into the economy as needed to end the current crisis. Well, yeah, that's the reverse of what was the problem the last time around. They withheld cash and credit and, you know, collapsed. But it would be a lot more reassuring, wouldn't it, folks, if the same clowns didn't have their hands on the handle of the pump? It depends on how you want to pump it, I guess. It's how many strokes per minute. U.S. central bankers decided yesterday to buy as much as $300 billion of long-term treasuries and make more than double mortgage debt purchases to $1.45 trillion. Aiming to lower the home loan and other interest rates. Why are we aiming to lower the home loan and other interest rates? We have a glut of homes on the markets. Let those markets settle out. Of course, you can't do that. You have to keep the prices artificially high in real estate, or all of the county assessor's offices are going to have to get honest, or as they say, come to Jesus with the taxpayers, because their houses are all overvaluated, and the counties are going to need to reassess the land and bring the value of that land down, and that means that they're going to have to take a real cut in the shorts when they lose all that extra tax revenue. So anything that Bingham and Bernanke can do to help keep the cost of residential real estate and commercial real estate high, it just works to the systems. It works to the house's advantage. If there was really any interest in the buyers and the homeowners and these people that own strip malls and things and office buildings that are empty, the money wouldn't be going to the high-handers and the glad-handers. It would be going to the people, wouldn't it? But it's not. This is a very powerful and aggressive move. Hoey, chief economist at the Bank of New York Mellon Corp, said in an interview with Bloomberg Television, one of the reasons I've been arguing we won't have a depression is we have got a Fed chairman who understands the problem and is going to come with the right diagnosis and the right medicine. Notice again now, even Wall Street is now using my terminology. We're talking about isolating, correctly analyzing the disease, instead of worrying about the symptoms. I think we need to excise this disease called the Federal Reserve banking system right out of existence. But of course, if we do that, then we're led by our nose right into the New World Order's central bank of the world system. So we've got to be very careful about this. It's just like the con. Be careful what you wish for, folks. You might get your wish. Maybe it'll be like the Bush to bury the usurper transition, and people look back and say, well, gee, as much of a tyrannical little dictator as he was, Bush doesn't look anywhere near as bad as Obama. Maybe in 10 years we'll look back and say, gosh, I would rather have been taken it up the shorts by the Federal Reserve than over the barrel of the new global central reserve. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Time will tell. We'll be back on the other side. Stay right here as we go into hour number two of Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Thursday, March the 19th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We're coming at you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Got a little website of my own here. It's www.vocallocal.org. There's a primary document on there, Plan B. You might want to take a look at it. Go read Plan B, see what you think. It's not a definitive statement. It's not an action plan or battle plan. But what it is, basically, it just points to the real disease in the system. And I believe it's the established two-party political system, that system that keeps us divided. And a house divided and a nation divided against itself surely shall fall. Anyway, take it for what it's worth. There you go. Go look at that. My name is William Roberts, and I've always got good news, I think. If nothing else, it's just news. News that we pull together, news, the real good news is that you haven't had to do all the research and bring all the stuff out, so you can just kind of sit back and listen to this carefully sourced material. Once again, this is Interactive Talk Radio, and in order to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, as many have already done, or simply pick up the telephone and call in throughout the broadcast. Those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll free at 866-841-1065. We're talking about the market material that I was able to find on the web overnight and this morning early. Lots of very interesting developments, if you will, not only from the United States, but the blowback around the world as we continue to inject billions and billions of monies into our world economy, if you will. A rather interesting bunch of statements here. This going back to an article out of Bloomberg, March 19th, Scott Landman's article, Rambo Fed will buy treasuries to combat crisis. You know, like that? Rambo Fed. The move sparked the biggest drop in 10-year treasury yield since 1962, rallies in the stock market and gold, and a plunge in the dollar against the euro. Economist Richard Hoey said Bernanke has created the Rambo Fed, referring to the Sylvester Stallone character Skills with Weapons. Quote, this is a very powerful and aggressive move, Hoey said. And again, he was the chief economist. But this idea of the Rambo Fed. Sly. Sylvester. Stallone. Let's drop down a little bit. The 10-year note fell to 2 basis points to 2.52% as of 9:14 a.m. in London. That's important. You know, there's a 10-year note. Go up on Bloomberg.com on the right-hand side on the homepage. You can go down and look at all the various market information. Get this stuff for yourself, folks. Don't rely on me or anybody else to bring it to you. I discuss it. We talk about it. It's important. It's probably one of the two or three top most important things that we can discuss these days. This is going to impact not just everybody in the United States, but the people all around the world as this continues. You just cannot simply create trillions and trillions of money and throw them into the marketplace without having blowback. And we're going to see plenty of it. We see plenty of it. The money masters, maybe they've lost control. Maybe they're just marching right down their to-do list, checking off one item at a time. Plunge this market, do this, do that, do that. You know, if these guys don't have computer models, you know, economic models on their computers, then they all need to go home. We could just get a couple of good old boys to go down there and, you know, bring a dartboard and a crap board and throw dice and throw darts all afternoon and figure out what to do. But I'm sure this stuff has all been war-gamed out. I'm confident they know what they're doing. And it's not going to look good for us. We'll be back right after this short intermission. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back for the second hour of the Thursday, March the 19th, 2009 broadcast to Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts. We're going through these various and sundry articles in regards to the meltdown of the economy and the absolute uptick, if you will, in the commodities markets as a result of the decisions made yesterday and the decisions of the Fed, what we're talking about right now. This bond reaction again, the 10-year note fell 2 basis points to 2.52% as of 9:14 a.m. I'll spare you the rest of this economic mumbo-jumbo, but we'll drop down just a little bit in the same paragraph and say the Federal Open Market Committee's decision was unanimous, indicating the agreement to start buying treasuries quelled disputes over how the central bank should expand its balance sheet. You know, I can't even read sentences like this without interjecting. The Federal Open Market Committee's decision was unanimous. You know, have you ever gone to any of your local meetings, your school board or your county commission meeting or your town councilors or any of those? You notice how often it's always unanimous. It's as though the only thing anyone really knows about Robert's Rules of Order or parliamentary procedure is simply all those in favor say aye, and then everyone says aye, and that's it. Of course, if they don't take action, there's nothing for the secretary to write down, so they've got to write something down. But no one wants to stand out in these marks as someone that would oppose any of these issues, so you can expect there to be unanimous support. Again, the Federal Open Market Committee, who are they? And where do you find them listed in the Constitution for the United States of America? I don't think you'll find it if you look. Richard, let's just go into this part here. Quelled disputes over how the central bank should expand its balance sheet. Whose balance sheet are we dealing with here? A private corporation? Are we dealing with how they can expand and contract their balance sheet? What do you mean how they're going to expand their balance sheet? You're dealing with the entire economic structure of the United States of America and perhaps the world, and we're talking about the Fed's balance sheet. My Richmond Fed President Jeffrey Lacker. Jeffrey Lacker, I wonder what he's lacking in this morning, and others favored government debt purchases instead of intervening in credit markets, as Bernanke has pioneered in the past 6 months. And then it goes on and it gives laudatory comment about how Bernanke has studied the Depression and blah, blah, blah. You've all heard that before. Certainly we could go into Milton and Rose Friedman's book right about here, and Free to Choose, and look at their analysis of the meltdowns of the various Fed control depressions and recessions and all of the rest. Go into G. Edward Griffin's excellent work, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and go through the same sort of scenarios. Or we can just take it from Bloomberg and say with confidence that Bernanke has studied the Great Depression extensively. Supposedly that's going to give us confidence. Fed purchases, another section of this article. Yesterday's decisions will add about $750 billion in purchases this year of mortgage-backed securities issued by government-sponsored enterprises. Commented on that earlier. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, for a total of $1.25 trillion. The Fed has already announced $217 billion in net purchases out of $500 billion planned through June. Billions of monies, trillions of monies. Amazing. Central Bank will also double to as much as $200 billion this year its planned purchases of debt issued by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Home Loan Banks. Fed bought $44.4 billion of the so-called agency debts as of March the 11th. $1 trillion term asset-backed securities loan facility. Ever heard of that before? Term asset-backed securities loan facility, the $1 trillion, which is opening this week. To jumpstart consumer and business lending. We got a new business here now. We got a jumpstart business opening up here. A $1 trillion term asset backed securities loan facility. Wonderful. Wonderful. Quote, is likely to be expanded to include other financial assets, the FOMC stated. Without elaborating, Obama's administration, Barry the Usurper's administration, is considering melding the Treasury's plan to set up private investment funds to pay frozen assets with the Fed program, known as the TALF. So we had the TARP, now we're going to have the TALF. The next, I'm sure, we'll have the SCALP. Before people familiar with the matter said, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner may make an announcement as soon as this week, after his first unveiling of the strategy called a sell-off in financial stocks. Maybe you better remain quiet, Timothy. Eat another donut, have a cup of coffee, and shut up. All tools. Here we go back to this Rambo tool chest. All tools. This is not really a victory for Lacker, said James O'Sullivan, a senior economist at UBS Securities LLC in Stamford, Connecticut. Quote, Lacker seems to be arguing for Treasury purchases instead of targeted programs. They're instead supplementing the targeted programs. They're just using all the tools, close quote. Do you love this? Best practices in your face. The New York Fed will concentrate Treasury purchases along 2 and 10 year securities. The transactions will take place 2 to 3 times a week. So let's watch our gold charts. Let's watch the stock charts and see when these transactions take place and see what kind of impact are going to happen in the marketplace. If you don't think it's fluctuating wildly now, just wait until these clowns come in and start doing these, you know, making these transactions 2 to 3 times a week. The moves may more than double the Fed's balance sheet assets by September to $4.5 trillion monies from $1.9 trillion monies, said John Riding, founder of the RDQ Economics LLC in New York. At the same time, the changes increase the danger once the economy recovers. Once the economy recovers. When would that be, sir, John? That the Fed won't be able to unload the securities quickly enough to raise interest rates and counter inflation, said Riding, a former Fed economist. Yeah. Who's going to buy these securities? Who is going to buy them? Evolving circumstances. Don't you like how they just can't seem to get through one day without throwing Darwin in your face? Evolving circumstances. Bernanke floated the idea of buying treasuries in a December 1st speech. Then the FOMC said in its last statement on January the 28th that the Fed would be, quote, prepared, close quote, for the purchases if, quote, evolving circumstances, close quote, indicated their effectiveness. The option gained ground after Bank of England succeeded in lowering long-term rates by buying UK government bonds, blah, 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 blah. Our objective is to improve the functioning of private credit markets so that people can borrow for all kinds of purposes. Buckwheat, people are broke. And it ain't no joke. You're asking people to borrow when we got how many people are unemployed? Every time you turn around, there's another 500,000, another 600,000 every month. Buckwheat, people ain't going to be buying anything. And they're not buying your garbage either. While Treasury yields fell, the strategy isn't guaranteed to work in reducing other rates, no doubt. The Fed is, quote-unquote, naive if officials think the move will lower borrowing costs, said Doug Dashiell, chief executive officer of the New York-based First Principles Capital Management, the, quote, historic precedent. Oh, we'll have to find that precedent on the other side. Stay with us.
Say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
NPR back. You know, over the weekend, I went out and I was looking for various and sundry things, but I did stop in at a, what we call it, a pawn shop, I suppose the way you say it, money to loan, big sign on the side of the building, stopped in from time to time. I stop in there and see if they've got any gold or silver coins that they foolishly want to part with. But I also look at the, you know, firearms and things like that. It's just a small pawn shop. Maybe a total of 100 weapons at max in the racks and in the cases. But nevertheless, while I was in there, they had a little semi-automatic SIG 45 caliber that was interesting, priced well, and they had a Colt 22 revolver, pretty in good condition. So I was looking at those, and so I haven't purchased any handguns in Missouri. But I asked the fellow, you know, what do you have to do in the state to buy a handgun? He's all, you got to fill out this form. So he went behind the counter, grabbed a copy of it, handed it to me. So I'll take it home and look at it. And if I'm interested, I'll come back and let you know. Well, I'm certainly not interested. I would be interested in the weapons, but I wouldn't be interested in filling out this form or providing it to anybody. But I just thought I'd share it with you. This is U.S. Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Firearms Transaction Record Part 1 over the counter, OMB 1140-0020. But it goes on and on and on. But there is a section in here that's rather interesting. It says you have to answer these questions. This is under Section 11. And I'll drop down a couple of them. Are you under indictment or information in any court for a felony or any other crime for which the judge could imprison you for more than 1 year? That's a pretty heavy question there, isn't it? You ever been convicted of in any court of a felony or any other crime for which the judge could have imprisoned you for more than 1 year, even if you'd received a shorter sentence, including probation? Are you a fugitive from justice? I'm a fugitive from gut justice, and I'm standing in a gun shop, if you will, and I'm going to check that box yes, and then I'm going to hand this fellow this form and ask him to turn me in. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to marijuana? I don't know anyone ever addicted to marijuana, but so I guess you'd have to be an unlawful user of that. Or any depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance? Have you ever been adjudicated mentally defective, which includes a determination by a court, board, commission, or other lawful authority that you're a danger to yourself or to others? Or are you incompetent to manage your own affairs? Or have you ever been committed to a mental institution? You just see the guy behind the counter. He looks down and he glances. He sees, yeah, you check yes on that, you know. Immediately he's out the back door running. Have you been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions? And they highlight, they bold the dishonorable. Are you subject to a court order restraining you from harassing, stalking, or threatening your child or an intimate partner or a child of such partner? Have you ever been convicted in any court of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence? Have you ever renounced your United States citizenship? I'll give you that one again. Have you ever renounced your United States citizenship? Are you an alien illegally in the United States? And they bold illegally. So they talk about illegal aliens here. Too bad you can't get the congressman to talk about it, eh? Are you a non-immigrant alien? And then on and on it goes. Lots of questions you have to ask here. Pages of information to fill in. But nevertheless, I guess you just don't have to worry about the Articles of Amendment to the Constitution. Your right to keep and bear arms is gone. It's only those that can answer all those questions in the affirmative, even though Congress shall make no law, and these rights shall never be infringed. You know, there has been a whole gob of material coming through my email box. I also have a broadcast on another network. And there was a great flurry when this little document came out. Lee's talked about it last night. Other hosts on other networks have talked about it extensively. I've mentioned it the morning after that I found out about it. But I hadn't had the opportunity yet to go into this Missouri Information Analysis Center strategic report dated 2/20/09, the modern militia movement. But yesterday, finally, I had the right time and I was in the right place. I was able to contact an information officer at this Missouri Information Analysis Center and talked with a Sergeant Minnett and went through my concerns with this document with him. And he assures me that the analysis, the MIAC, is 100% stands behind this document. And, you know, even though I suggested that it may be defamatory or libelous or certainly slanderous in many of the various things that it says, they stand behind it. So expecting any relief from this, of course, is not likely to occur. But I asked him, you know, just who were some of the people that have been indoctrinated with this? Of course, it was the sheriffs, the deputies, the state patrol, and various other law enforcement agencies, probably city police as well, maybe. I don't know. But definitely county sheriffs and deputies were included in the list. I asked him whether or not the first responders had gotten this information, and he said no. So at least maybe you won't have an ambulance driver reject your medical care along the highway someplace if you're all stacked up in the brush just because you have a Ron Paul sticker on your back window, or three or four or five, as I do. Nevertheless, I did get I got an email from the August Review. Very interesting. Patrick Wood wrote a lengthy, it's about 5 or 6 page document. I'm not going to read it all. You can go to his augustreview.com and see it for yourself. It's the radical polarization of law enforcement. I'll just read a little bit of the intro here. It goes like this. Patriots, Christians, and concerned citizens are increasingly in the crosshairs of the U.S. intelligence community, and battle lines are being quietly drawn that could soon pit our law enforcement and military forces against us. You're right on that score, Patrick. We've been that way for some time now. A February 20th report, blah, 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 I've already told you about that. Because the authenticity of the report was questioned by some, this writer, that would be Patrick Wood and also myself, that was the reason why I haven't talked about it before, is I hadn't actually verified that this document existed and that it was accurate. Of course, the information officer couldn't certify that this document was accurate, so I asked him, well, how many pages was your document? He said 8, and I counted mine, and it's 8. And I said, okay, on this page, there is a paragraph at the top of the page that has to do with the Ron Paul people and the Bob Barr people and the others. Is that found in your report? Yes, it is. I said, well, there is a map here of the Trans-Texas Corridor, the new infrastructure, North American Union Highway. Is that in your report? Yes, it is. Well, there you go. So, I mean, this is real. Real specious. But nevertheless, you can go up on the August Review and read about what has been written. Representative Guest, those of you that know who Jim Guest is, here's a little blurb on that. Because the authenticity of the report was questioned by some, this writer contacted Missouri State Representative Jim Guest, who had personally verified that the report had indeed been issued. Representative Guest is chairman of the Personal Privacy Committee and is a prominent leader in the national blowback against the Real ID Act of 2005 that requires states to issue uniform driver licenses, including biometric data, blah, blah, blah. Representative Guest said he was shocked and outraged at the report, which clearly paints him and many other elected state leaders as a potential threat to law enforcement. This is kind of important because it's indoctrination, and it's indoctrination of the worst kind. In the full meal deal rollout that Patrick Wood wrote, and you can certainly get that, it's online, but in the full meal deal, he points to the Southern Poverty Law Center as being some of the corrosive, having corrosive authorship, very much similar to this material that's covered in this report. Here we go. According to their own documents, the fusion centers are seeded with ideas for analysis by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Although this is problematic in itself, attention is better directed to the left-wing nonprofit organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Upon careful word and theme comparison between the MIAC report and the SPLC literature, and if you don't know who Patrick Wood is, he is an author in his own right. He's a very intelligent man. I've met him. I've had supper with him twice. He knows what he's talking about, at least anyway. We'll pick it up on the other side and continue today's broadcast. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again. That call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you've got a burning issue you'd like to put on air, you're welcome to call in. Back to this Fusion Center article by Patrick Wood. Here's another little bit out of it. And before we're going into the break, I said, you know, he basically did, it looks to me like he's did better than I did, gone farther than I did. But the way that he approached this article first was a little bit of suspicion. He wanted to verify its authenticity, and that's where I stayed away from it, too, in the first 24, 48 hours, because it didn't look to me like it could be credible. In fact, it looked absolutely incredible to me. Not only the way that it's laid out, it's got pictures that are all kind of sloppily dropped in there and stuff like that, oversized and whatnot. It looked phony to me, and I didn't want to get involved with that until I was able to check it out a little bit. But what Patrick Wood did, here's his quote, a quote from him, upon careful word and theme comparison between the MIAC report and the SPLC literature, it is apparent that there is a significant link between the two. Either MIAC received training or training material from the Southern Poverty Law Center, or some of its personnel had some previous exposure to it. So there's something going on. There's more than meets the eye here. Let's drop down a little bit in his writing from the August Review. He says, Patriots, this is a quote out of this document. Patriots, tax protesters, sovereign citizens, anti-government extremists, New World Order paranoia, disarming U.S. citizens, hardline Christian right, constitutional rights, anti-government, patriot literature, anti-Semitic conspiracy, live free or die, Ruby Ridge and Waco, Second Amendment, extremist organizations, closest closet extremists, paranoid beliefs, give me liberty or give me death. All of these quotes appear in the original text. So basically what this is doing is it's setting up in the minds of the state patrol troopers and the county sheriffs and the county deputy sheriff deputies, you know, it's setting up in their mind this idea or this concept that any of these various and sundry groups, you know, are somehow or another connected with militias. And a very important article, a news article. And if you want to find out more information on this as well as what is the response that's going down, you can go to libertyrestorationproject.org. That's www.libertyrestorationproject.org. Catherine Bleich is involved in that, and if not the sponsor of it. And you can find out some of the things that the, if you would call it the Ron Paul movement in Missouri. There's a strong, large contingent here. We were not just slacking it in our activities in this state, made a substantial dent in the Republican Party's status quo modus operandi, if you will, challenging them and that they're inside of the gates of their own citadels and coming in like Trojan horses, if you will, to the conventions. Nevertheless, if you want to go into that, you can go to libertyrestorationproject.org and check out some more. But there were a newspaper article, one of them, and I'll just paraphrase, but basically someone wrote in to the letter to the editor or news somehow published, and he was expressing his concern that, you know, here he is sitting in his automobile with his wife and his children, pulled over for some routine traffic stop, some revenue for the county or revenue for the city stop, and he's got a Ron Paul sticker or something on the back of his car, you know, and so this cop approaching the vehicle, who's armed, sees the sticker and makes the mental connection, whether it's valid or not, that this could be a carload full of militia people. Not a good deal. But when I was on the telephone with old Sergeant here at the MIAC, I asked him, you know, I said, well, you know, this, you point out all of these people, and we could just read that article again, but it also mentioned the supporters of Ron Paul and Bob Barr and the others, you know. I said, you point out all of these people as being potential militia people, but I noticed in your memo here that you don't mention Baptists. Why don't you mention Baptists? I don't see anything in here about Jews. You ever heard about the Jews for the preservation of firearms? You know, there's nothing in here about Jews. There's nothing in here about Catholics. Nothing about Baptists. Seventh-day Adventists. Well, he's crawfishing all over the place. You see, because he can't walk into those areas, but they can paint people with a bad, you know, big broad paintbrush if they happen to have ever had a 4 o'clock in the morning service call from your local gendarme, and they find a copy of a DVD, Freedom to Fascism, in your house, and because they all got indoctrinated with this Southern Poverty Law Center schluck, then all of a sudden they think you must be associated with the militia because you've seen that DVD. And have a copy of it in your house, or maybe you've got a pocket constitution, or maybe, God forbid, you're like me and you've got 200 pocket constitutions in your car. I give them away to people like business cards that a real estate broker would do. Anyway, long story in short, not a good thing. Not a good thing. So we're definitely haven't gotten to the end of this story yet. There's going to be more going down, but the Liberty Restoration Project is getting in touch with the Chambers of Commerce and other places because later this month there's going to be a Campaign for Liberty gathering, if you will, a training session, and they're quite concerned, and probably rightly, that they will be profiled. People attending that conference may suffer some kind of untoward persecution. So we'll just have to see how that goes. We've got about 30 minutes left in the day. I want to go back into and study a little bit more about this concept of equality, the equality of opportunity versus the equality of outcome. It has changed our legal system. It has changed our educational system. It's changed our financial system, and it's an important enough change to really understand it. But with the time allowed, let me go here first. Shuffling books, lots of books here on my table. This is out of Ludwig von Mises' Socialism, an Economic and Sociological Analysis. This is his epilogue, page 539. The alleged inevitability of socialism. If you don't know who Ludwig von Mises is, go to the vonmisesinstitute.org. It's on the web. Check him out a little bit. This guy's pretty bright. You've heard of the Austrian School of Economics. Well, here's your Austrian school. Ludwig von Mises wrote these words. He says, many people believe that the coming of totalitarianism is inevitable. The quote-unquote wave of the future, they say, quote, carries mankind inexorably toward a system under which all human affairs are managed by omnipotent dictators. It is useless to fight against the unfathomable decrees of history, close quote. We talked about these omnipotent dictators. We talked about Auguste Comte in the past, Auguste Comte, another way of looking at it, Auguste Francois Marie Xavier Comte, the founder, the father of socialism, sociology. And in his Positive Polity, he visioned a Republic of the West that was run by an appointed dictator, these omnipotent dictators, notice, managed by omnipotent dictators. This is positivism textbook. A textbook dictator being appointed by the captains of finance and industry. That would be all of your central banks and all of these corporate CEOs. And then that appointed dictator would be supported in everything he did by a cadre of the super social scientists. Anyway, let's go into this a little further, see what von Mises has to say. The truth is that most people lack the intellectual ability and courage to resist a popular movement, however pernicious and ill-considered. So you could be on either side of this particular coin, whether you fall on the side of the police and military and follow this MIAC strategic report on the modern militia movement, or whether you happen to be on the other side and happen to be part of any of the various groups that this group is targeting. So it's one group or the other. But going back here again, he says that the truth is that most people lack the intellectual ability and the courage to resist a popular movement, however pernicious and ill-considered. And so perhaps we can gain a little bit of wisdom from Lee Rogers when he says, you know, it's just like the Patriot Bowel Movement or another one of these Patriot movements, et cetera, and so on. People lack the intellectual ability and the courage to resist that popular movement, however pernicious and ill-considered. People join themselves unto things that they have no clue what they're joining themselves to. A new DVD about to be released here on the CNP. Josh Reeves. Find out more about people who've joined things that maybe they regret today. Bismarck once deplored the lack of what he called civilian courage, i.e. bravery in dealing with civic affairs on the part of his countrymen. And that's what we talk about here on Become Vocal Local. It takes a certain amount or a certain measure of courage to stand up at a county commission meeting and present information that might be contrary to the current flow of thought in your county, marking yourself in a public meeting as one that is not going to go along quietly with the status quo. Again, Bismarck, German Bismarck, once deplored the lack of what he called civilian courage or bravery in dealing with civic affairs. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are back once again, back to this brief concluding discussion from Ludwig von Mises out of his epilogue here, The Alleged Inevitability of Socialism, picking it up right where we left off. We talked about Bismarck, who once deplored the lack of what he called civilian courage, bravery in dealing with civic affairs on the part of his countrymen. But neither did the citizens of other nations display more courage and judiciousness when faced with the menace of communist dictatorship. They either yielded silently or timidly raised some trifling objections. A lot of the problems that we're dealing with right now, not only mental confusion, a mental confusion that has been very carefully salted or seeded into and among we the people by the man behind the curtain, so to speak, but one of the real problems that we're dealing with in this country is that we have this same problem. This lack of civilian courage, this lack of bravery in dealing with civic affairs. As if somehow osmotically all of these political problems are going to go away and that they wouldn't be cured with a good measure of political solution. Nevertheless, let's continue a little bit more here. He says, one does not fight socialism by criticizing only some accidental features of its schemes. In attacking many socialist stands on divorce and birth control, or their ideas about art and literature, one does not refute socialism. It is not enough to disapprove of the Marxian assertions that the theory of relativity or the philosophy of Bergson or psychoanalysis is bourgeois moonshine. Those who find fault with Bolshevism and Nazism only for their anti-Christian leanings implicitly endorse all the rest of these bloody schemes. On the other hand, it is sheer stupidity to praise the totalitarian regimes for their alleged achievements, which have no reference whatsoever to their political and economic principles. It's questionable whether the observations that in fascist Italy the railroad trains ran on schedule, notice how we always say the German trains, but it's actually fascist Italy, where the railroad trains ran on schedule, and the bug population of second-rate hotel beds was decreasing, whether these are correct or not, but it is in any case of no importance for the problem of fascism. The fellow travelers are enraptured by Russian films, Russian music, and Russian caviar, but they're lived greater musicians in other countries and under other social systems. Good pictures were produced in other countries too, and it's certainly not a mirror or a merit of Generalissimo Stalin that the taste of caviar is delicious. Neither does the prettiness of Russian ballet dancers or the construction of a great power station on the Dnieper expiate for the mass slaughter of the kulaks. And it goes on and on here. The entrepreneurs and technologists who paved the way for economic improvement work in seclusion. Their work is not suitable to be visualized on the screen, but the dictators, intent upon spreading death and destruction, are spectacularly in sight of the public. Dressed in military garb, they eclipse in the eyes of the moviegoer the colorless bourgeois in plain clothes. You can see all of this and what happens apparently in the media these days. Again, over the weekend I was out and by necessity stopped at a grocery. And I have always faced with the same challenge when I go to grocery stores. There's that moment of decision as you enter into the checkout lane, whether you should stare at your shoes or whether you should stare at the ceiling so that your brain isn't inundated with all the claptrap of all of the various movie magazines and other things that are right there. You don't have to go to the internet to find pornography. You can just stand in a grocery line and it'll just slap you in the face. The problems of society's economic organization, I wanted to mention, however, that on this past weekend's Star and Thing or Thrill, I don't know what else, I can't even tell you what the names of the magazines are. They're the ones you find in your grocery checkout line as well. All over the place you could see Barry the Usurper's face plastered on it as if he was a movie star. That's that cult personality they're developing for their military leader. The problem of society's economic organization are not suitable for light talk at fashionable cocktail parties. You see, we have the same problem now as he had then, that the problems of society's economic organization are not suitable for light talk at fashionable cocktail parties. And we might be able to say that no matter where we go, whether it's the town hall or whether it's the town square or whether it's just next door to your friend's house, you bring up these economic troubles, and you'll find quickly that it's not suitable for light talk. Neither can they be dealt with adequately by demagogues haranguing mass assemblies. They are serious things. They require painstaking study. They must not be taken lightly. So just because something was written by a human being, that socialized human being, just because a man has written something, it is not necessarily true, but it is not necessarily false. William Cooper rightly used to advise his listeners to listen to everyone and believe nothing until you can check it out or verify it in your own research. Again, socialist propaganda never encountered any decided opposition. The devastating critique by which the economists exploded the futility and the impracticability of the socialist schemes and doctrines did not reach the molders of public opinion. Well, this time it has. It's all over the media. The universities were mostly dominated by socialist or interventionist pedants, not only in continental Europe, where they were owned and operated by the government, but even the Anglo-Saxon countries. And yes, the same goes in the United States. Even your children and your grandchildren are in schools chock-a-luck full of socialist propaganda, socialist schemes and doctrines, which have precious little to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. The politicians and the statesmen, anxious not to lose popularity, were lukewarm in their defense of freedom. Have we not seen that in our time? Politicians and statesmen, anxious not to lose popularity, lukewarm in their defense of freedom. Yes, indeed, this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. If we're not moving into greater and greater measures of freedom, always that unreachable mark of 100% freedom, 100% of the time, 100% control of your property, 100% of the time, and 0% control of your neighbor's property, 100% of the time, if we're not always reaching toward that higher mark, then we're just always falling short, aren't we? Politicians and statesmen, lukewarm in their defense of freedom, The policy of appeasement, so much criticized when applied in the case of the Nazis and the fascists, was practiced universally for many decades with regard to all other brands of socialism. It was this defeatism that made the rising generation believe that the victory of socialism is inevitable. Be careful, my friends, to embrace defeatist ideas and ideology. Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, and I think it was Henry Ford that said it, you're absolutely right. If you believe you can't get something done, you're whipped before you start, but if you believe that you can, precious little will stop you from achieving that mark. Whether it's baking a cake or changing a baby's diaper or climbing Mount Rainier. If you believe you can, you probably can. It's not true that the masses are vehemently asking for socialism and that there is no means to resist them. The masses favor socialism because they trust the socialist propaganda of the intellectuals. The intellectuals, not the populace, are molding public opinion. It is a lame excuse of the intellectuals that they must yield to the masses. They themselves have generated the socialist ideas and indoctrinated the masses with them. No proletarian or son of a proletarian has contributed to the elaboration of the interventionist and socialist pogroms. PRO, GRA, MMES, and von Mises has it right. Their authors were all of bourgeois background. The esoteric writings of dialectic materialism of Hegel, the father both of Marxism and German aggressive nationalism, the books of Georges Sorel, of Gentile, and of Spengler were not read by the average man. They did not move the masses directly. It was the intellectuals who popularized them, and here on Become Vocal Local, I'm going to be the one that reads this stuff to you so that you understand who some of these authors are and were, and the corrosive impact they've had on several generations of Americans and around the world. And I would encourage you to think locally, not so much as from the standpoint of the old saw, think think global, act local, but it's absolutely the opposite of that. We think local, because that's where we're going to be most effective. As globalism makes its transition from global to local, we need to become vocal local. Until tomorrow, folks, have a great day. Get something accomplished today. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
always remember those long before. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.